Hi everybody, and welcome back to Lost Genre Reddit Stories.
This post is from the subreddit Relationships, and it's by user Echo0211. The girl of my dreams, 24 female, has finally come back into my life, 24 male. But now I feel like I'm about to lose my best friend, 23 female, of 9 years. When I was 15, I fell for a girl we'll call Lily. She was my dad's best friend's daughter. We met when we were 6, and she's always been the person who has motivated me in life. Even at a young age, I felt like she was miles ahead of me in everything. She always seemed to have everything together. She was playing sports, making good grades in school, had tons of friends, had a great connection with her family, and seemed so highly motivated. While me, on the other hand, before meeting her, I hardly could motivate myself to do anything. I think it's had a lot to do with my troubled childhood. My biological mother died giving birth to me, and I think the whole experience really broke my father mentally. He remarried by the time I was 2 to a woman who pretty much treated me like dirt my entire life. Still, it probably sounds ridiculous, but meeting Lily really turned my life around. I picked up soccer and fell in love with the game. I worked hard in school and got my grades up, and I just was always striving to be a better person like she was, and we formed a great connection. Then, when she turned 15, her dad took a job offer in New York. We're from Maryland. Now, I was always certain if they didn't move that Lily and I would have dated, married, had kids, and lived happily ever after. So, when Lily left, I felt pretty lost. We stayed in touch via texting and emailing, but it wasn't the same as in person. Now, shortly after Lily left, I met a girl we'll call Gabrielle, and we hit it off pretty well in high school. We quickly became best friends, and due to my family situation, I spent a lot of time with her. In many ways, she reminded me of Lily, although they were different. I won't say we were very romantically involved, but we did kiss on a few different occasions, and she inevitably became my first thought. However, every time she got a boyfriend, I respectfully backed off, giving them proper space for someone in a relationship. Anyway, in college, during a couple of those times when Gabrielle had a boyfriend and I couldn't spend time with her, I would catch the train to New York to watch Lily play soccer for her college team. As I said before, we kept in touch via text, but I never told her I would go watch her play. I felt it would be too hard for me to physically interact with her, knowing the situation. Looking back, I kinda regret it. Maybe we could have tried the long distance thing and started our exclusive dating sooner. Anyway. Fast forward to now. I graduated college and took a great federal IT job opportunity with growth potential. And one day, our hiring manager brought in a new hire. I turned around and nearly fell off my chair when I see that it was Lily. We basically picked back up right where we left off before she left 9 years ago. Fun fact, Lily's best friend actually works in our office as well. She joined the team around the same time as me, and I never realized they were friends. They often speak to each other in Korean, but don't know that I took enough courses in college and practice on my own to understand Korean, although I'll admit I can't speak it fluently. Her best friend is always teasing her about me, and she often drops hints. Long story short, we started talking, going on lunch dates, and hanging out outside of work. We also play on a co-ed soccer team together and share similar values in life, financial goals, and all that jazz. It's perfect. Now, during the time after college and starting this job, Gabrielle and I sort of lost contact. We both got busy and worked in different cities. While I still considered us best friends, we didn't hang out anymore, just occasional phone calls and texting every so often. In one of those calls, I told Gabrielle about how Lily came back into my life and how I've rekindled my friendship with Lily. And Gabrielle nearly immediately began to seek a more serious relationship with me. She knows I've always had a thing for her, but it seems it took a couple of bad relationships and nearly 9 years of friendship for her to see what she had in front of her. In the gentlest way possible, I declined wanting to seek something more serious with her. Our time had just passed, really. I've pretty much explained everything about Gabrielle to Lily. I don't want to hide anything from her, and she gave me her honest opinion. It's clear that we like each other a lot, and I'll go on and say I love her. No one else in the world, in my eyes, will ever compare to her personality, looks, or anything really. So, my question is, can I or should I still be friends with Gabrielle? She isn't a bad person in my eyes, and I don't see anything particularly wrong with us, but is it possible to even remain friends with someone based on this situation? Despite our strange friendship over the years, many called it friends with benefits, I never really personally felt strung along, though that's how most of my friends saw it. Even though I liked and cared about her, we never explicitly said, let's try dating. And honestly, I think subconsciously, I always had Lily in the back of my mind, which made our friendship, despite the periods where she had boyfriends, okay with me. I've never been one with a lot of friends, so the close ones I do have are quite special to me, and she has been there in my times of need, boyfriends or not. I guess what I'm trying to say is it okay to be selfish for love and be with that one person that makes you feel the most alive in the entire world and disregard all other conflicts and troubles of others, even best friends, to make yourself happy? Lily and I are officially a couple, but I can't shake this awful feeling of guilt for Gabrielle that I just ditched her as soon as the girl I've always wanted came back into my life. Willoughby, I would say sure you can, however, I think you can't because of the fact that Gabrielle is now looking for a relationship with you. It would be a totally different story for me if instead of Gabrielle saying she wants a relationship with you, she would have said congratulations and just supported you as a friend, because that is a friend. Gabrielle has now changed the nature of your relationship and you have become a love interest, apparently. However, I believe that you were mostly seen as a friend slash backup, you know, like break the glass in case of emergency, here's OP. But now that you're not available anymore, she's scrambling to try to get you back. And that is the reason why I don't think this relationship or this friendship can continue. You've stated that you are now in a formal relationship with Lily, and Gabrielle is pursuing a relationship with you. That is disrespectful to your relationship with Lily. So you need to set boundaries with Gabrielle. The first one being that Gabrielle needs to stop any pursuit of a relationship with you, and that you guys are just friends, and that is how you will remain for the rest of your lives. And of course, if Gabrielle doesn't like your proposal and she still wants to have a relationship with you, then you need to tell her to give you the space and respect your relationship with Lily. But of course, if that can't happen, well, then that's about it, I would think. And what do you guys think about this whole situation? What would you do if you were in OP's shoes? Let me know in the comment section, and now let's move on to the community comments to see what they said. WhiteTiger311 says, you've made your choice. You can't probably be active friends with Gabrielle when she is pining for you and you are with someone else. I'd ask her to do the same thing you did for Lily when she got into a relationship. Back off and give them the appropriate amount of space. Gabrielle had years to act on her newly found desire to be with you. She didn't. That's her fault, not yours. By the way, do you think it's a coincidence that now Gabrielle is into you, right around the same time that Lily came back into your life? Come on, dude, don't be dense. BookEyeGal923 says, let Gabrielle go. She spent years toying with you and letting you be her backup guy. Now that you have the girl you want, she has her jealousy pants on and is pouting about it. That's not how a true friend would act, so I don't see any point in you feeling guilt over it or trying to fix it. She just wanted to keep you on the line in case she ended up lonely in the future. Arxy says, she has been giving you the cold shoulder and no matter how much you want to stay friends, it won't work unless she wants to stay friends. Just let her know you'll always consider yourself her friend and wait for her to reach out. She may just need time since you rejected her. After years of having you as a safety net, she is just upset that you are moving on. And Panic Bread says, so your friend let you on for years and now wants a relationship, now that you're seeing someone else. She was never your friend. She was using you. Let her go and enjoy your new relationship. Additional information from OP's comments. I think my guilt comes from feeling like I did to Gabby what she did to me. While I never explicitly told her, or anyone really, that I was waiting around for Lily to come back into my life, I always assumed I'd never see her again or get to spend quality time with her. Just like a pathetic or desperate afterthought that guys have about girls that they let slip out of their lives on good terms. A friend that I went to college with who knew me back before Lily left to New York said, oh, I see you found yourself a temporary replacement, when he saw Gabby with me in college being all touchy and feely. At that time, it got me pretty riled up. Looking back, I definitely regret how I acted, though I've apologized profusely to him since then. I never saw her as a replacement, or at least my intentions weren't to have her replace anyone. In my head, I just saw her as a girl that happened to resemble a good friend of mine. I wanted to believe I thoroughly enjoyed her company and the good times we had together. At the end of the day, I'll honestly never really be sure, and though it might sound cruel, I don't think I'll ever get the chance to find out. Finally, reading through the comments, it's pretty clear that what Gabby and I had wasn't really as good a friendship as I thought it was. I think the worst part is it's what my friends have been telling me for years, but I kinda refused to listen. I think I might have been blinded by my attraction to her, or the slim thought that maybe I was more to her than just a guy to lean on when she was lonely. Every time I would mention it or bring it up to her, she would just sweep it under the rug with some sweet talk or cutesy act, and I'd be right back to square one. Thank you all for the real eye-opener. Alright, well, the community was pretty clear to OP what they thought about this whole situation, and they told him to just focus on Lily. Then OP shared with us why he does feel guilty regarding this whole thing, and I do kinda understand where he's coming from. In any case, it's time to move on to the update to see how this story ends, but of course before that, you know that here's another one of my playlists for you to enjoy after this video. Now, let's move on to the update. So, Gabby reached out to me last Friday via text and asked if I could meet up with her for some coffee or something. I won't lie, I was extremely apprehensive, despite originally being so dead set on saving our friendship, but I talked it over with Lily and she told me that I had nothing to worry about. She wasn't worried about me and Gabby. She believed that I should hear what she had to say at the very least. So, reluctantly, I agreed to meet with her even though my gut told me I probably shouldn't. It's not like I thought anything would happen, it's just saying no to someone over the phone or through a text is far less difficult than in person. We met up in a small cafe a few blocks from her apartment. She was already sitting there when I arrived and I was so nervous to see her, but I went in and sat down anyways. She could clearly tell how nervous I was and at first seemed to have no problem taking every bit of advantage of it. We sat in silence for the first 5 minutes or so, but she kept giving me this look. A look she used to give me when we'd go to parties together. A, hey, I'm horny and bored, let's go back to my place and kind of look. I couldn't even look away from her, but eventually I got up from the table and told her that I wasn't there for that. I felt her tug on my sleeve and when I looked back, she had already begun to cry. So I sat back down and listened as she started confessing that she hoped the day would never come that I find someone special in my life other than her and that she deeply regretted taking my company and affection for granted while she had it. I'd always be her biggest regret. She apologized for everything that she had done, all the years of leading me on, pushing me to the side to date other guys and then pulling me back in when no one was there for her. I tried to apologize as well for my end of the hardship and the way things ended, but she abruptly stopped me at this, getting very emotional once again. She told me to promise her that I'd never let anyone do to me what she ultimately did to me and to value myself, and not let my kindness and fair nature be abused and walked over. After her little breakdown, she got herself together and we talked a bit more about the past, the present and future goals, and just kind of talked about whatever came up. Before I left, she told me that today was her last day here, that she took a job in Canada and would be catching a flight later today so that she could be closer to family and with her mom again. She also asked that I remove her number from my phone and that she would do the same. It seemed extreme at the time, but I did it anyways. Maybe it was for the best. We stopped at my car and hugged one last time. I wished her the best in life before watching her walk away for the last time. A little anticlimactic or weird, but that's how our friendship ended. When I told Lily and her friend about it, they said it was the most mature ending to a friendship they had ever heard. But I have to say, I thought about how Gabby undermined my relationship with Lily, with the whole horny stare thing, while sitting in my car before I left. At first, I did get a little angry about it, but eventually, I just chose to get over it. I'm going to label it pure desperation and say that maybe she let her emotions get the better of her for a brief moment. Whether we were good friends, bad friends, healthy or unhealthy, I don't want to define our entire relationship and friendship based on one action on the last day of it all. I guess in the long run, all I needed to do was wait long enough, but who really knows? I don't feel sad or disappointed in the way it ended. As I said, it's probably the best and I'm honestly satisfied with the closure. As for Lily and me, looking back at my original post, I didn't make it as clear as I should. We've been dating for 4 months and it's been going great. It was never really about Gabby versus Lily. My choice was always Lily. I just didn't know if I should keep trying to force a friendship based on 9 years of prior history. Also, it turned out that it's not as much a one-sided crush as I originally thought with Lily. Her friend, the one I work with, gleefully told me the embarrassing story of how Lily asked her to keep tabs on me, which eventually led to Lily looking for a job back in Maryland instead of New York, where she graduated. While I wasn't the only reason she came back, apparently I played a big part in it, which makes me happy. Oh, and yes, I told her about how I saw her play soccer. I told her over the weekend after I stopped to see Gabrielle. We took the train back to New York so that I could see her dad, and because she's always wanted to show me where she grew up and pick up some things she left behind. The first night, I asked her to show me the university because I had never been there before. I knew she couldn't resist, and since it was on the way to her dad's townhouse, it wasn't too far out of the way. Of course, the first thing she showed me was the stadium. When we got to the center of the field, she was going down memory lane about her four seasons and her teammates, and I said, "This place is really special to me too, you know." She was confused, and then I told her that whenever I was going through a doubtful period or rough patch, I'd come here and watch her play soccer. And it always gave me the motivation I needed. I've never seen her smile so hard before in my life. I wish I could have taken a picture. I hope I can always make her smile like that. I don't know what else to really say, but it was a really, really good night for me. Thanks for all the advice. While the issue eventually sorted itself out, the comments were really an eye-opener as to what I actually went through over the years. It was really nice to get some unbiased opinions on what I should do. Well, OP, I'm gonna call this a happy update. Even though your relationship or your friendship with Gabrielle ended, which sometimes it does happen that not everybody stays in your life, you are happy, and thus this is a happy update. So here's wishing you and Lily all the best in the future, OP. Thank you so much for sharing. Now, let's finish this video with a mood booster post. This post is from the subreddit Malicious Compliance, and it's by user Captain David. Woman wasn't expecting she would be having a writing buddy. This malicious compliance takes place in the Czech Republic, where many people are often really grumpy. My girlfriend 30 and I, male 21, were waiting for a bus ride to go to her hometown for a wedding. As you'd expect, we had 3 bags and they were packed to the point where zipping the bag required you to sit on it, especially her bag as she was one of the bridesmaids. Now, before we boarded the bus, we had to wait for the passengers who had paid beforehand to reserve seats. My girlfriend and I had not prepaid. We were in somewhat of a line that allowed for the passengers who reserved seats to pass. The line for unreserved seat passengers was essentially respected, except by this woman. She arrived when the line was somewhat being formed and decided to stand next to us. As our turn to board the bus was coming up, she quickly scooted in front of my girlfriend and looked forward as if she was completely oblivious to the fact she had done something that was traditionally frowned upon. My girlfriend was obviously quite annoyed and started saying out loud, in English, much of the older generation in this country doesn't understand English very well. Well, that's a bitchy thing to do. Can you believe this woman? I was calm as I had counted how many people had already boarded the bus, and there was still a good chance we'd find seats together in the unreserved rows. So I didn't think it called for any kind of confrontation. Still, I calmly responded, let's be honest, we can't be surprised when people do bitchy things. Looking back, it was unnecessary, but I was also tired and the bags were heavy, so I was a bit impatient. So we take our seats, and my girlfriend chose to sit in the 2 free seats behind her. I would have chosen the seats in front of her and then just slowly reclined my seat back every few minutes so that she wouldn't have noticed my little act of revenge, but this ended up being better. It's important to note that the row the woman chose was the last row with an overhead shelf for bags. The shelf was a little longer in the front, so every person essentially had space for their bag if they moved their bags a little towards the front of the bus. It's also important to mention that the shelf was essentially empty, and I could have placed another 5 bags next to ours if I wanted to. We finally hit the road, and the woman is loudly talking on the phone, saying how she's going to visit her grandson, who is so sweet, but that he plays metal music in his room, and she can't stand the sound of it. After she finishes the call, she takes off her windbreaker and plans to put it above her seat. She sees that my bag is directly above her seat, and instead of moving her jacket 35 centimeters to the right on the shelf or setting her jacket on the empty seat beside her, she decides to confront me in an entitled tone. "Excuse me, young man, but I can't put my jacket anywhere because your fat bag is in the way." I was bored, so decided to act like this was a tragedy. Oh no, what will we do? Maybe if we put our heads together, we can find a solution. Her face turned from shock to old communist grandma rage. She yelled back,
well, don't you know that the shelf space is for the person directly below the seat?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I truly didn't know that was like an unspoken rule. So the space above your seat is only for you and the potential passenger next to you? I say, truly acting sorry and embarrassed.
Yes, yes it is. So please move it to your spot, she says, acting victorious.
Of course, right away. I quickly get up and take my girlfriend's bag off the shelf and place it on the seat where I was sitting next to her. I keep my bag in the exact same spot and plop myself right next to the old woman with a grin. The look on her face was absolutely priceless as she was trying to understand what just happened. I smiled at her, take my headphones out and play some death metal way too loud so that she can definitely hear it. I might have hearing loss. I don't even like death metal, but it was definitely worth it knowing she was annoyed the whole time. My girlfriend was sad I didn't sit next to her for the bus ride, but she ultimately agreed it was the best way to get back at her. Well, OP, she laid out the unspoken bus rules, and you followed the unspoken bus rules, so good for you, and thank you for sharing, OP. And that's it for today's video. Thank you so much for taking the time to watch it. Now, if you've gotten to this point in the video, I assume that you like these stories that I'm reading out, so here are a couple more that you might enjoy. And if you don't have any time to watch another story right now, save it for later. And also, don't forget to hit that subscribe button.